Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What is up, After Buzzers? We are talking Academy Week 2. So much to talk about. Here we go. Grab your hot tamales, grab your Coke and your seat, and find us right here in a second.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
My friends, we are here. Don't you just love some Sia? Love some Sia.
Yeah. I kind of want to slide across.
I know, right? It is just us tonight. We got two ladies in the house. I got my girl Teague.
What up?
Woo! We have so much to talk about. I am Becky Sotero. You can find me on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, pretty much everything at Becky Sotero. And my beautiful co-host Teague is fresh off the boat from Philippines.
Fresh off the
Tell
boat
the world.
From the Philippines. I am back and I'm so excited to be back. You can find me at everything at Teague DP. And also, you guys, we have to mention Becky's hair.
Woo!
How great does that look? How great
Thank
does she
you.
Look? She looks fly.
Thank you.
Becky with the good hair. Oh, girl.
I can finally
You're really
live up to that
name. You are really fulfilling that
Thank
dream,
you.
Girl.
Thank you.
You look good.
It feels fresh. I love it so much. And, you know, it's just new
I
beginnings.
Love it so much. It's like a PR campaign. Like, love the hair is really great.
Oh, my gosh. Her name is Angie, my hairstylist. You can find her at
Angie.
Angie is amazing.
I love her already.
We are here.
I know. Academy Week 2, can you even believe this is where we're at right now?
I can't. I cannot believe it.
I feel like we were just at auditions, and now we're here, and stuff's getting really dramatic, which I am going to say I'm a little bit happy about.
Yes.
I like a little drama.
I do, and I'm not a big fan. I mean, the auditions are fun and all, but let's
kick it
off.
They're fun, but let's get serious. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Like, this is like the part where like I feel like in the pit of my stomach, just nerves. Because I'm like, oh,
yes,
I can't imagine what they're feeling right now.
I do not envy the All-Stars. They have to,
right?
So they picked their teams of four tonight, as
right.
we saw.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go over what our thoughts are and
yes.
all that good stuff. But I just feel like, I mean, how are they going to pick one person out of those four? And we saw a little bit of that from, for kind of, you know, just really dive into this, which I'm sure the viewers and everybody wants to talk about. Allison having to cut Kevin. I mean, I just don't even.
Well, how about, that was like my favorite moment when Jenna picked him up.
Yes.
Right? That was like my favorite moment. I actually had tears in my eyes because I just like felt for you. He worked so hard in that performance and then it didn't feel right to actually let him go. So I just like loved Jenna in that moment that she said. But then it kind of sucked for her because she had to cut two people out of her group. But I think he is worth keeping around. I think he should stay in the competition. And it gave me chills.
And
that he was validated.
I'm going to make a little prediction.
Oh, gosh.
You know. Where's that sound?
Aliens?
Yes. Oh, my
prediction.
Gosh. I want to say that just to have this audio.
Right? I know.
So my prediction is that Jenna picks him. As her teammate,
you think?
Or as her counterpart, yes.
Well, we were talking before the show, a little rumor on the street is that all of the pairs are guy-girl.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be true.
And I hate rumors. I really do, because it sort of spoils
it. Where'd you hear the rumor?
I mean,
you got to tell us now.
A little bit of, you know, some expertise from World of Dance, because I cover the World of Dance
panel.
And so we're obviously talking all things dance.
Yeah.
And I just a little insider on that. And then just some research. I did some sleuthing. But, yeah, so we'll see if that pans out. But,
yeah.
So, man, let's start from the top. So Travis Wall was the choreographer for the contemporary portion of this.
I love him.
Don't we? Don't we love him so much? I love that he comes out of the gate and he's like, this is not easy. And I'm so happy for that, because why make this easy?
Right.
For them right now.
Yeah.
Like, it needs to be hard because they need to be prepped for how it's going to be during the live shows.
Right. And that's, I think, Travis does a good job at, I liked that they improv in the beginning, first of all. thank goodness, because I like that that's a part where you can show what you know, but that's a pretty easy indication to tell if somebody's ready for the competition.
I agree.
Because if you can't improv at the stage in the game...
Sure. Well, and I mean, really, what was it, like 16 counts, too?
Yeah, no, but there were some people that looked maybe a little bit uncomfortable.
Sure,
and
sure.
So I think that that's a good indicator of if you are going to be a good contender in this. So I liked that was in the beginning, and his routine was incredible. That guy.
Combination.
I know. We gotta get him in here. I want to talk to him.
Yes, please, Travis. Come on to our after show. We're still working on fiction, right?
Yeah, he was supposed to be here tonight, but he had a little bit of a family emergency, so he said that he will be here soon.
So much to talk to him about because as
World of Dance, last
I know. Cue sad music. My boy, Fiction was cut, but
yeah, and I love him in that show.
I do too.
But that show is really unpredictable. And it's like you're competing against groups and
right. So it's talked about it last night. It's definitely becoming a little. You know, we feel like it's being shaped by producers a little bit.
Right.
So I don't know.
Well,
but.
And I honestly saw a little bit of that tonight here. Mm-hmm. I saw a little bit of was that because of typecasting?
Sure.
Are we trying to fill a hole or take out a hole? Or we have somebody? I kind of felt like that was So You Think You Can Dance tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
I agree.
There were some specifics I wrote down.
Well, and I wrote down Ariel. I don't know if anybody remembers Ariel. So she was cut.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're seeing or what we're not seeing because, to me, exquisite. I mean, I wrote that. Exquisite lines. Power. She's explosive.
Right.
I'd like to know what happened behind the scenes that we're not seeing. Did they see rehearsals? Because she was incredible.
There's two things I think with her. One, I think she's a little bit young.
Okay.
And, but not like... I don't know how old Taylor is, but the other thing is, too, she was dancing right next to Taylor, and that's kind of hard.
Well, and then we were talking about the opening part where they had to improv it, and her, if you watch it back, her improv was not strong enough.
Right.
I mean, her first encounter.
Also, that's a part where, especially with the improv, you can do whatever you got. Tricks out of the bag right now.
Right. Grab their attention.
Yeah. And Taylor's leg was like, and Ariel was, I think she popped up a leg at the end, but it just wasn't as stunning as Taylor was, like, really, like, grabbing your eye.
So that's the thing. So
I mean, it sucks if you have to stand next to someone like that in an audition setting.
Sure.
But, yeah, I think that those were her two issues, that she was next to Taylor. And I think she is a little bit, I kind of want to see her train just, like, a minute longer. I think she needs to move to L.A.
Yeah.
She's in Miami, right?
Yes. And
I want her to move here, get a little bit more commercial dance experience,
absolutely.
A little bit more, like, with these choreographers.
Right.
Kind of learn their style, get in, you know, the in crowd, figure it all out. And then I feel like...
And that's what's so amazing about this platform is that she can actually do that and then come back for season 15. And I think we're going to see her. Like you said, she... And now the competition is so insanely... just next level, if you will, that, I mean, look at that incredible dancer, but you're right, standing next to someone that was just, like, that much...
Just a little bit
better.
A little bit more polished. Yeah, a little bit more polished.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so we saw Ariel get cut.
Right.
And then Team Robert finally got somebody. Taylor!
Yes, I love her. She looks like an incredible dancer.
And she wanted to be on his team.
I know! How cute was that? And amazing. How funny that Robert kept getting, like, rejected. And then we finally get someone who it just worked. I would love to see them as the final pair together.
And they very well could be. I feel like they're chemistry already.
I wonder if that's a rumor. We should look that
up. People, write us.
Oh, our friend. I love this person. Trini B-Woy. I need to figure out his real name. He's got some stuff. He's got some info for us.
Give it to us.
Okay, so he is thinking... he's got some predictions. He's thinking it's between Kiki and Kevin for Team Jenna.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know on that one. And then, these are his predictions. Sydney is with Paul. He's thinking.
Okay.
Which I could see.
Yes.
Kaylee is with Cyrus. That makes a lot of sense.
Yes. Love
that
Kaylee.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Kaylee's a front runner to win. If you guys don't.
Yeah. She's
we're,
a blue hair.
Blue hair. If you're not sure who Kaylee is, since there's so many competitors.
Yeah, but she's the one that stood out in every single round this whole time. So, I think you're right. I think Kaylee is with Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
Dassie with Fiction.
Dassie. Yes.
That's awesome.
Our popper.
Oh my God, we need to get him in here. But yes, that would be an awesome pair. That's great. Robert Green with Jasmine.
Great.
Keone with Marco.
Okay.
Lex with Gabby. Taylor with Robert. I think this is a very accurate list.
I'm wondering if this is, there was a list that came out Yes, that was supposed to be a little bit of a spoiler. So I'm guessing that that is the list. So we're sorry if that's true. But you never know.
It's, you know, we got to give them the updated info. But these are all, these are still predictions.
Absolutely.
We don't know if this is confirmed. But honestly, this all makes sense. It's not anything you, that you'd be really surprised about.
Right.
Obviously, Kaylee is with Cyrus. Obviously, Dossie with Fiction. That, those make sense.
How did you feel about Chaz Walcott, our tapper? He got cut. He was our 29 going on 30. And I have to say,
that was really sad for me.
Me too. So sad. But
and I was really impressed with him. Mm-hmm. Him doing contemporary. I was like, oh boy, didn't know you had that in you.
I agree. I think that he pulled it out. I, again, very, very shocked because I feel like some of the other people that stayed from their montage, you know, we, again, we don't see the whole dance, but I just feel like I really loved what I saw from Chaz. And it's all about evolution and how they grow. And I think that he could have done some incredible things.
I know,
things
and especially because his strong suit is tap, and I think it's really commendable that he was actually really good at contemporary. Good. And then we're just gonna let him. I just felt like a little bit sad, and also this was kind of like made me be like, really, the age gap? We're still doing that.
I know,
you know, because I think he's.
Remember, we're bringing back the 30s.
Yeah, why can't we do that? Yeah, I feel like that's. I feel like I'd be really appreciated.
Right, but did anybody else catch that when they showed Vasily's age? It said 30.
Oh, really?
So,
oh my God, can we get into Vasily?
Yes. Yes, we can.
Like,
I'm not really a huge fan.
Well, no, after that whole group thing, I think he kind of, and you know, it's hard because I think in a group setting like that, when you have to come up with a routine, everybody gets stressed out. Somebody wants to take over and say, hey guys, we gotta do this.
Right.
But I think the wrong approach is probably when you're like, let's just make it all about me. And when you're kind of, when you're trained, maybe his background is, like, more, like, you know, centered on when dance competitions were all about the boys. You know, like, the boys in the middle. It's Rain and
Very
Men.
Very much.
You
like,
know,
they have to step
one,
up.
Yeah, you have one boy, and he's, like, the star of it. I think maybe that's where he comes from. But, like, that's not how you think you could dance.
No.
So you think you can dance is everybody's got a level playing field. Everybody wants to showcase their talents. So but I think it was a wrong approach.
But what was already, I agree. 100%. I think also what was already kind of a negative was that he had Christina in the group. And so they, again, they were like trying
to
be
each other.
They were trying to choreograph as this duo that was not working. I felt so bad for those other two girls,
but
God bless them. They were
very calm
and collected. Yes. And, and great.
Yeah.
But
I mean, kudos to them. Cause I probably would have had a hard time saying that was hard.
Absolutely.
You know, I probably would have had a hard time not
saying, especially when you know,
are you guys kidding?
Yeah, when you know, like, your career is on the line. Like, this group, you know, this group portion of the audition is, it's, you're on the line.
Well, and I could kind of see it in their faces when they started. What's the, she does the Indian contemporary.
I didn't catch her name.
She's so sweet. But so her, she, I could kind of see it on her face.
Oh, yeah.
When they started, she's like, I am not, this is not
my thing. I'm so glad that
she's
they
still in it.
Stuck through.
Yeah.
And like we talked about, the judges, and in this case, the All-Stars knew what was happening behind the scenes. You already heard about the strife, and obviously you find out, you know, who it's coming from.
Yeah, and when there's
so.
Cameras on you, I'm just like so surprised.
So they trim the fat. So I was okay with that decision. Yeah.
And I was happy that he made it in a group facility.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I mean, he gave it a shot.
Yeah, he made it.
But
and then we saw Havoc and Classic get split up. So Havoc had to dance for his life, which I loved that performance.
I love him.
Classic.
I know that was sad to see Classic go.
But I mean, this is where you got to trim the fat, and they've got to find who's gonna stand out. And oh man, they did it, didn't they? So 14 dancers were cut after the contemporary round. Oh wow, yeah. And then we dive into ballroom. I wish Yvette was here. We miss you, Yvette.
I know, our
is out for personal
expert.
Reasons.
Yeah.
Yes, but we love you, and we'll see you soon
next week.
But yeah, so we went through ballroom. Jensen got on team Robert,
which is a good team to be on.
Really good team to be on. Mm-hmm. And Jensen is the sister of Lindsay Arnold. So, you know, you kind of, she's got that family blood, that family dance, but she did get cut, didn't she?
Yeah. But, I mean, I think he had a really valid point. She is young, and she dances a little bit young. And I think the more I got to see her on camera, the more I loved her. She's just a very sweet, bubbly, adorable, cute little thing.
She's got
thing.
Personality for days.
Oh, she's great. And her little eyes, oh, she's just so cute.
Yeah.
But, I think even from the first dance she did, the first her audition with her partner,
right.
She fell out of her her pose. So I think from the beginning she's been just a little bit shaky, and that's something that can be panned out or, you know, figured out.
Well, maybe she had to go through this just like Ariel.
Go
through this intense process and kind of shake out those jitters.
Right.
And she'll come back strong.
Yeah,
absolutely.
She's so cute.
Oh my gosh. Anybody else stand out to you with ballroom? Alexis Gilbert knocked it out of the park. Do you remember?
Yeah.
She was the one from Riverside representing SoCal.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah, she's great.
And she's contemporary. And they were saying that they could not believe what she pulled out with that. That was incredible. She was stellar. She looked like a ballroom dancer.
Yeah. Woo! She's great. I think we're at a good place now.
I do too.
They got to be shaking in their boots because there's a lot of good people left.
Right. What is our group chat? Is there anybody?
Yeah, everybody's talking. Let me catch up. So,
if you guys don't know, hit us up. We want to hear your thoughts on
Chelly.
Academy Week 2.
Yeah, Chelly said if Nigel chose the contestants, mm-hmm. Chaz and Jensen would have made it.
Mm.
You think? Well, yeah.
I do.
I completely agree
with that. Yeah.
But Jensen, mm-hmm. don't you guys think there's a lot? I think she's adorable, but I think when we're really getting down to the nitty gritty and we're comparing her to like Taylor or like,
But here's the thing,
they have blue hair.
Kaylee,
yeah.
But they have so far to go, and I feel like Nigel. No, I agree with you, but Nigel, I feel, is looking at it also from a perspective. The judging panel's looking at it from perspective of evolution and how you grow through the competition. And some of these contestants are so good. There's a part of me that's like, oh no, I hope this is not going to be a snooze fest because they're so good. Like, what are we going to see? You know what I mean?
Yeah, how are they going to change?
Again, Fiction is like the perfect example of that. Is that he came in as a popper, as you know, hip hop was his game, and he just blew it by evolving.
Right. Yeah. No, I definitely think that that's a valid point. But I think, Jensen just strikes me as such an adorable, like, commercial dancer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know?
But not at this level quite yet.
Not at this level quite yet. But I think she could definitely make it. Well, definitely.
Absolutely.
And she's got a really cute spark. And then we've got, Chelly also said, I think the All-Stars cut anyone if they were less than perfect.
Yeah.
The judges give a little bit more mercy. I agree. And the All-Stars are tough, but they chose good teams, allowed no mistakes. Well, and I think there's a difference also with All-Stars judging opposed to the judges judging.
Because
the judges are a little bit removed from the dance world. And these All-Stars are in class every week. They're in the dance world. They're at auditions still.
They're looking at it with more of a critique eye.
Right.
And they're going to have to dance with these contestants. So they have to know, like, are you going to be able to pick me up? Are you going to keep up with me?
Exactly.
Am I going to be able to showcase? I feel like
they're looking at different things.
They're like coaches. So I feel like they're looking at, what can I do for you? Kind of like The Voice. The Voice has their contestants. You have your coach. It's really almost the exact same thing. So they're looking at who can I mentor and shape, you know?
Right. Yeah, no, I totally get that.
Oh, boy. Good stuff. So we saw the group rounds.
Mm-hmm.
We saw some cuts. So Team Allison. I know we talked about this, but Team Allison is so strong that you couldn't keep your eyes off of all four of them. And we saw Kevin get cut. Jenna picked him up.
Thank God. Yeah, no, I was crying. That was a really incredible performance.
Yes.
And that's how you do a group dance. You showcase everybody. You show everybody's strengths. Everybody shines more when everybody has a chance to, you know.
And I know we're on time constraint, but I would have liked to have seen the other ones. We kind of, obviously, they like blew through
who
was cut.
I know.
But
I would have liked to see that opposed to earlier stuff. I know we need to see that, but I would have rather seen the group dances because that's fun to see.
Fun. And we just get to see how creative they are.
Right.
How innovative they are with their moves. And I mean, again, dynamic and how you work together with the team. There's so much that's revealed in that. So.
Right. Exactly. Yay.
So we saw Team Cyrus cut Christina. Team Fiction cut Onslaught. And again, some of these names, we didn't get to see them. We saw them maybe briefly through auditions or through pieces of Academy. But Team Comfort cut Alex. Team Jasmine cut Kennedy. Team Marco cut Katie. Team Robert Jensen, as we saw and we talked about. And she was a front runner. So that's Wow, that one must have been a shocker to a lot of people. Team Gabby cut Magda, and then, yeah, Jenna. Gosh, she had to cut Alexis and JJ. I was sad about Alexis. So strong.
I
know.
I was too. I almost felt if she was, like, in a different group, she'd still be in it. It was a tough group to be in.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, but I just wish that somebody would have maybe stole her. That was kind of fun. The little, yeah. Jenna
stealing.
Oh,
my gosh. That was so cute, too, because it was, like, I was so sad. I was, like, oh, my gosh, she did so good. I want him to stay in it. And then Jenna was, like, boop, I got you. Yeah, that was cute. I liked that.
I loved that.
I really liked that.
So we are going to be moving on to, oh my gosh, next week, the end of Academy.
Right.
And it looks like from our previews, they're going to be dancing with Sonia Taya. And
I'm obsessed with her.
Me too.
She's like, I'd say she's my number one favorite choreographer of all time.
So
which is like
incredible.
A very bold statement.
That is.
But I seriously love her. I love her like athleticism that she adds to dances. I love like her grittiness. Mm. But then like she'll be gritty and she'll like follow it with like a beautiful line and you're just like crying.
Right.
Because it just like makes you feel something.
Well, and I feel like she pushes the dancers and does not, like she pushes them to the point where she will not accept anything less than great.
Right.
And it's like she sees the great in them, but she picks it out of them, brings it out of them. Love her.
I love her.
So much.
Yeah, I loved taking class from her when I was younger. She was like my favorite.
You took classes from her?
Yeah. I used to go to summer intensives, and she was one of like
You're
the main
kidding.
Choreographers.
What was
and
she
yeah,
like?
It was kind of before she like blew up.
Sure.
Tell
us.
But
tell
the
world.
She was incredible, and she at the time was so innovative. I mean, we were used to it. I grew up in a time. Well, when I was like dancing, it was more like we're going to be placed and pretty, and contemporary wasn't. It was more like you were either modern or you were, contemporary wasn't really a huge thing just yet. And I feel like she really put a name and a face to contemporary and like slash jazz slash just a really cool vibe.
Because awesome. So you think she's more of a jazz choreographer, correct? I mean, from what we've seen.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's just this gritty. I love her. I can't say enough great things about her. And just, like, as a human, she's just really cool.
Oh, I love
hearing that. You know, she just
cares
about people. And, I remember I used to, at my intensive, who was there was, do you know Andrew Winghart?
That name sounds very
familiar. He does those big pieces with, a billion dancers.
Oh,
he did Kanye.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, so I was at that intensive. Sonia was teaching, and Andrew was there, and we were, like, 15 or 16. And I just remember, like, Sonia, like, pulling it out of Andrew. Because Andrew, at that point, was a really great dancer, but he didn't really have, like, a direction or a name obviously not a name for himself yet. We were young. But it was, like, before, it was, like... Just it's cool now to think back like that those people have become so successful because I feel like I was there when like everybody was like kind of figuring it out.
Yes,
so.
And that is what is such a beautiful relationship between choreographer and dancer is then being able to see the talent, see what is inside of someone and be able to pull it out. And I just feel like she does that, and it's not even just in a compassionate way, but in just like she's like I got you. I'm not letting you down. Like there's such an amazing she puts in so much.
Right.
So we are going to see something extraordinary, and what an amazing way to end out Academy Week, because, drum roll. Each All-Star has to pick who they will be paired with. Like we talked about, we talked a smidge about the spoiler list, but we'll find out. And another little cliffhanger is that I don't think we're going to find out next week. I think we're going to find out at the beginning of the live. Yeah, I think there's going to be a cliffhanger. I do not think we're going to find out at the end of next week.
You don't think?
No.
What else are they going to tell us for another week?
I mean, it's TV, right? They want to leave us cliffhangered.
Cliffhangered.
So what are some other predictions from our live here?
Okay, let me see. I really love you guys hanging out and talking to us. Thank you so much. It really helps out. Okay, I also, we got Chelsea M90.
Great.
Hi, said I also like to see more Academy routines when they're being taught. That's true.
Well, we talked a little bit about this last week. I mean, isn't it incredible that they have 1 hour? I mean, they have 1 hour to pick up this routine and then deliver it perfectly. But I also right. think, I mean, you but being a professional dancer,
that's
it's like
so normal.
So normal. So, but
you can't like baby them at this point. No. They're professionals. And if they want to be, if they're not professional yet and they want to be, that's, they got to get used
to this is the format to weed those people out. Plus, right. I mean, when they start getting into the later weeks of this competition, they're going to be learning 5, 6, 7 dances, you know, a
right.
week.
Right. Exactly. So. Yeah. Oh, we're talking about Sonia getting a hold of Kaylee. I bet you she's already taken from Sonia for sure. I'm sure Kaylee's
like you just said that, and I got chills. What an incredible pairing.
That's a really good relationship. Yeah, that's a really good point. I think that she'll have a lot of fun with Kaylee.
Oh my gosh,
Sonia's exciting.
Choreography is built for Kaylee. So we're gonna see something special, explosive with that.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's true.
Oh man.
Chelly said the competition this season was really tough, probably the hardest season to make. I think it was. Yeah, I think it was. And there was just a lot of technique this year. Yep. It's like if you, you might have a different style, but like if you can't compete with the technique, it's kind of hard to make it like very far.
I agree. And then even just as the years progress, you've got to be versatile on every playing field. Right. It's not about just being a hip hopper anymore. It's not about just coming in as an animator or, you know, a contemporary artist. Like, you have to be across
right.
the board.
And we saw the animator who I love, Dustin Payne. I know. We saw Fingers go, which was sad.
Fingers is gone.
I loved him. Fingers.
Fingers is gone.
Dustin Fingerman.
No, so talented. But, I mean, that's what's just brutal for those of us who just love dance and love watching dance.
Right. And you know who else got cut? I was upset. Matt.
Deloche, I think.
Yeah, D-E-L-O-C-H-E.
Loved him too.
I was a little confused about that one.
I know.
I thought he had technique. I thought he was very cute.
There were a bunch last week that got cut too that I was surprised about. Darius.
Oh, you know who I was the most surprised? I wasn't here last week, so I didn't get a chance to talk about it. But Ryan,
let's talk about
the choreographer.
Ryan Bailey.
I was
your favorite.
Yeah,
we talked about that.
Very surprised. I'm sorry, I just got passionate there, but I was
love it.
Really surprised that the All-Stars didn't see his ability to be incredible. Yeah, he's got a different style.
Right.
But I thought that they could have seen through that. We haven't seen him do a lot, of someone else's movement.
Right.
But I thought that he did a really great job and they got rid
of
him right away.
He did. He executed it, but what Yvette and I talked about last week, and I just, again, I would love to hear people want to say to chime in, but
yeah,
he is so his style is so specific. It is too, it's too one end of the spectrum to the other. He you either love him or you hate him. And I just think going into this again, I keep saying judges, but they were judging that moment. The All-Stars, I just don't think they got it. It didn't land. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's too specific, but I think he could be a contender coming back next season with just a little bit more breadth, a little more, you know, I don't know. He needs to be a little bit more flexible with all the different styles. It's just almost a borderline too specific and a little.
I guess that's how you make a name for yourself. Maybe you go on a different show. Maybe you go on World of Dance.
Or
maybe.
America's Got Talent.
Right,
you know.
Right. And maybe you use this and you start choreographing. Like, I think his stuff is really beautiful. And I think it would look really cool on groups.
Right.
We've got some people agreeing that Ryan Bailey should have
gone farther. Absolutely. Yeah. I think we needed to see more from him. Like, I would have loved to have seen him in Jav or Sonia's Jazz piece as well.
I know.
Her combo is going to be so bomb.
I know. I literally can't wait. Also, we have another good point. Personality does play a huge role.
Yep.
And so does typecasting and so does all that stuff. So I think that it's not always about the best technique. And I think I need to keep remembering that because sometimes you see somebody go home and you're like, wait, what the hey? That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
But sometimes it's not about that. Sometimes it's about
connection.
You know, personality and you know, your connection with the audience.
There's so much. I mean, they have these clipboards and it's like you just, very good point that we don't know every little element that they're looking at. Even as an audience, we love dance and we love seeing all the different forms of dance, but I mean this it comes down to a business when you have that top 10.
Right.
So
yeah, and we're making another good, but you guys are really great in this live chat.
Woo!
Love you guys.
Live chat is alive.
It's alive tonight.
Love it.
But we're talking about we kind of already do feel that connection to some people. They're saying Kaylee, Robert Green, Mark. You do actually already love some people, and there's some people you're like, wait, I don't know.
Again? Yeah.
Yeah. But also, I feel, I feel bad saying that too, because there's so many interviews I'm sure that didn't make it because they weren't interesting. I'm sure there's so many cute little moments that maybe didn't make it because there's so much to fit in the show.
Oh, it's hard. The time constraint is ridiculous.
It's hard
to be able to show personality. It's not enough.
Yeah, it's not enough to see everybody's personality, to see what everybody does. It's not enough sometimes.
Well, they don't at this stage, they don't have to. You know what I'm saying? Like, once we get into the top 10, we're going to start seeing
But the people that are featured are, I mean, it's to their benefit a lot.
Absolutely. But I mean, that's also featured to the audience. And I feel like they're going to featuring, we know that the All-Stars are seeing all the dancers with different personalities, are seeing them outside of that 1 hour, obviously. So they're seeing the personalities, they're picking and choosing. So, I mean, that's also why when we see beautiful dancers and they get cut, it's like, well, maybe their personality was not
there
good.
There was something, or bad attitude. We didn't see. Right.
So many pieces to this puzzle.
So many pieces of the puzzle,
Oh, my goodness. Well, we have so much we're going to have to talk about next week, don't we?
Yeah.
It's good stuff. Any other pressing matters before we cut it out?
Oh, my gosh. Let's not cut it out. Yeah, I got so much to talk about.
Oh, gosh. Okay, who is sad about Fiction? I know we're straying.
Oh, from World of Dance?
From So You Think You Can Dance for a minute. But, yeah, so those of you who aren't watching World of Dance,
but I'm sure
shame
you guys are
you.
Fans of World of Dance.
Yes, but if you're not watching it, shame on you. Watch it.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and Ian Eastwood's gone now, too.
He is.
And that show is, that's pretty good.
Oh,
that show's got it.
I
like that show.
It's so good, but I have to say I am devastated about Fiction because if you saw his performance last night.
Oh, yeah, with the bench.
It had the entire package. It had personality. It had imagery. It had amazing choreography, the musicality. Everything about that was flawless. And I know that everybody's favoring Lay Twins. We all know that. And if you're a dance fan.
Well, they're
fan,
like famous already.
Yes, but I also feel like there's
and
just
like
a little
their
bit.
Story.
There's too much coddling to the Lay Twins. Whereas I feel like if you put their performances. Yes. If you like, everyone's expecting them to win. But if you put the performance that was laid down last night by Fiction compared to Lay Twins, Fiction should have ran away with that.
Yeah. I mean, I know. I wonder. Yeah. I love him. You know, I'm like his number one fan. I kind of wonder if. I don't know. I did ask him to come on today, and yesterday, I didn't realize that he was going to get cut in last night's episode, so maybe that's why he didn't want to come in and talk to us.
But then, I mean, we aren't crying too many tears for him, because then he jumped in, and now he's an all-star, like,
that
boy is busy.
Yeah, and today he's like, I have a fitting, and I have all this stuff to do, so he's a working guy.
Love it.
He's a hard-working, awesome
And that's what it's all about, so. Right. Oh my gosh, so yes, our boy.
Our boy got cut. Yeah, we're in the group chat. Fiction will be just fine. He's got a huge career. Yeah, true. And he's only 22. You always forget that. Dancers just, like, peak so young.
Right.
You forget that they have, like, huge careers right in front of them. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Dancing
and, I mean,
is so fun.
It's funny because it seems like as a dancer, you peak, at, you know, mid-20s.
Yeah.
But even just, he's going to be a choreographer for years to come. He's going to have such an imprint.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Exciting stuff's happening in the dance world. Music videos are SAG now.
Yes!
That's exciting. That means good stuff for dancers.
Very good stuff.
Katy Perry just booked her world tour. One of my friends is not on it. Very exciting.
Holla to one of Teague's friends.
I know. I'm so excited for everybody.
Good.
So, yeah, there's a lot of good stuff happening in the dance world. So that's why I love shows like this. So You Think You Can Dance, you get to know those people that are on those tours, that are doing these jobs, that you know, are in the dance world. That's so exciting. So.
And that's what this show, I mean, and I feel like no matter what part of the show you get cut from, I mean, granted, you want to be in the top 10 because you're going to be highlighted significantly, but you can go, I mean, even just getting into Academy Week, I feel like you could still use that on your resume and go places, you know?
Exactly.
And Holla to CSUN, that's where they filmed it, the VPAC.
Oh, yeah.
The beautiful VPAC.
Yeah.
I'm a Matador alumni.
Oh,
so
I didn't know that.
Take that and rewind it back, CSUN.
Take that, rewind it back. That's awesome. Yeah, no, I'm really excited to see what happens next week.
Me too.
I can't believe that. I really hope they don't make us wait. Don't make us wait.
I think there's going to be a little cliffhanger.
I think they keep doing that to us.
Yes.
They're really dragging it out.
I know.
Which is fun.
Yeah.
But I think once we get rolling in the season, we're going to be like, boom, boom. There's going to be so much going on. I kind of like that they're taking it bit by bit because we get to enjoy it all.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for, like,
well, they've got to give it some breath and really, like, milk it until World of Dance is over.
Well, when
we
is
have
it
two,
over? When's
we have
World
two,
of Dance?
Two more weeks.
OMG. Yes. I didn't know it was over
Next
so soon.
Next week is the divisional finals.
I didn't know it was over so soon.
Yes, and then we're into the finale. So we only have 2 more weeks of World of Dance.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay, so and then as we're going to get rolling. Yes,
and as we know, So You Think is strategically waiting until that wraps to really get things rolling.
Well, so that makes sense.
That hot tamale train is going to be taken off in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be blown up. Hot tamale train screaming. Oh.
I'm taking That's my mic with me. I was going to try to do a Mary Murphy scream, but I'm a little nasally.
Yeah, and sometimes mics just like fall in your lap.
Right. I'm so magnetic.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I'm excited. It should be fun.
Right. Well, hopefully we'll get some stars on our panel here.
I know. Yeah. Don't worry, you guys. We're working really hard. We've talked to quite a few people, so we've got some stuff lined up. Really exciting stuff.
Well, and message us. Reach out. Let us know who you want to see, and we can tweet them. We can reach out and see if we can get some people lined up.
Totally. Yeah. I think next week I got someone pending. I don't want to give a spoiler alert yet, but that might be exciting.
No promises.
So come hang out next week.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
very exciting.
All right, friends, After Buzzers. Out into the world. We love you so much. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you all our live chatters. We seriously love you so much.
We love, so much love. And we hope that you're dancing the night away or day, depending on where you are and where you're hearing this.
Flamingo.
Exactly. But you can find moi at Becky Sotero on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm finally on Twitter.
I know.
You haven't seen me since I got on Twitter.
Oh, girl.
Oh, my God.
Congrats. New hair, new Twitter. Becky's a new woman.
I'm taking on the world.
Yeah, that's right.
You know who else is taking on the world? This girl.
Oh, thanks. You guys can find me at TeagueDP on mostly everything. So,
that's right. Mm-hmm. Well, let's cut it out. We'll talk to you soon, my friends. Ciao.
Ciao. Ciao.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.